I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Monday, everyone. It's Make It Happen Monday today, which of course means it's time for us to sit down and set our intentions for the week. Having that practice of setting our intentions every Monday is a really great way to make our week feel purposeful. So an intention is something that we can anchor into and return to again and again, especially if we end up having a stressful day or something challenging comes our way. This intention is something you'll come back to and remember.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For this week, I want us all to set the same intention because it's going to be a really, really valuable one that we can all apply in our own way. Whenever we feel overwhelmed or stressed, one of the first things that tend to happen is that we stop listening to the body and we let the mind and our heads lead the way instead. Well, when we are stressed, when we are overwhelmed, what we actually need is the exact opposite of that. Listening to the body at any given moment in our life is going to be such a valuable way to drop into a moment of silence and figure out what we actually need. So your mind might tell you all the things that you're doing wrong or all the ways you have to work harder or all the things you have to get done. Well, your body will tell you the truth. If you actually have that practice of pausing in your day, closing your eyes, placing your hands to your heart and feeling into the body, whatever shows up there in the body is going to be the truth of the actual situation. A good example of that might be this. If you've had a really overwhelming day, at the very end of the day, your body might be craving something really intensely. Perhaps you're craving a drink at the end of the day, or perhaps you're craving 10 episodes of that show that you love on Netflix. You're craving something really specific. Well, if the mind is going on overdrive, the mind is going to crave something that keeps the mind really busy without us having to work for it. Well, if you listen to the body, if you've had a really overwhelming day, perhaps what you need is something totally different. Maybe what you actually need is some time spent on your yoga mat, right? Maybe what you need is to go to bed instead of looking at Netflix. Maybe you need a bath. Perhaps you need to go and sit and cry for a moment. You need to hug someone. There's another need there that needs to be met. But when we listen to the mind, we tend to go for those kind of mindless things or ways to actually numb what we're feeling instead of expressing and holding space for that emotion. So this week, I want us all to set the same intention of listening to the body and dropping back into that practice of listening to the body every single day this week. Our intention specifically is this. This week, I will listen to my body and let it lead the way. This week, I will listen to my body and let it lead the way. And that means actually coming back to that practice of closing the eyes, breathing deeply, and feel into the body of the truth of the situation. So at the very end of the day, when you're super, super tired, what you need, if you listen to the body, probably isn't another 30 minutes of scrolling through social media. What you need probably is going to bed. At the end of a really stressful day, what you need maybe isn't those 10 episodes of something on Netflix, but maybe you need to vent and share with your partner what happened that day. Actually listening to the body means you're going to be able to make some really different and perhaps amazing decisions when it comes to your well-being this week. So when you actually listen, perhaps you'll realize that you're really tired. You need to go to bed an hour earlier every night this week. Perhaps you need to wake up a little bit earlier every day this week so you can move your body, because what your body is craving is some movement and some energy. Perhaps you've been feeling sick and really low and you need to take it a little bit easier, slow down this week. If you actually listen to the body, you will know what action you actually need to take. So this week, let's listen to the body. Let's trust in the body's wisdom. Your body is really wise. It knows what's needed. So instead of going for those mindless things or ways to numb, let's really have that practice this week to tune in and listen to what the body needs. This week, I will listen to my body and let it lead the way. Thank you so much for collectively setting this intention with me this week. I am so looking forward to a purposeful week of letting my body choose for me every single day. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.